Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the Top Cut Yugo podcast. I want to take just a quick moment to thank all of our wonderful sponsors. So, of course, a huge thank you to, of course, ETB and Steel Fox Games for their continued support of the podcast. We also, of course, want to thank Gen Accessories as well as Tier Zero Games. We want to thank Dragon Shield. We would like to thank
Grimoire.
I'm picturing the playmat that you got, Grimoire TCG. Chainlink TCG and TCG Player, and of course all of our wonderful patrons for their continued support of the podcast. If you want an extra episode of usually just me and Skyhawk every week because Trish can't seem to get the schedule down, be sure to check that out on our Patreon. Taking shots across the bow.
I deserve that. I'm gonna keep it real. I deserve that. Speaking of TCG Player, though, what is our promo code on there? I need to order some cards soon.
TCG is
there's a link in the description down below. It's a link.
We're not CMO tier. We don't have a code.
That is true. You don't get money off. You just give us money.
Basically,
I see.
Basically, everywhere it's Top Cut 5 or Top Cut 10.
So, Gem Accessories is Top Cut Podcast 10, which I can talk to Brandon about changing that to Top Cut 10.
True.
Actually, I think we can just go on the website now. I think they changed that. Anyway, so a huge shout out to all of our sponsors for continuously supporting the podcast. And be sure to tune in hopefully next week for a cool episode that is vaguely somewhat related to that. So, of course, introducing everyone to my co-hosts. If you haven't met them before, this is a great time to meet them. Welcome, Giant Skyhawk and Trish LaTTV, to the 11th season of the Top Cut podcast.
That I think that proves that you are insane, Sonny. That is 11 seasons of...
So yes.
For those who are unfamiliar with the lore, that means 11 ban lists have come and gone since Sonny started. Because yes. The way that this works is the new season starts when the ban list goes into effect.
Yes.
So that for this time was January 1st. And speaking of that, I think that's the first thing we're talking about is the weird hell world that we live in post-ban list.
Which I would like to say, for those keeping track, that means we have been doing this for 2 3/4 years, which means we have between 250 and 300 episodes at this point of the podcast.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
That's true. That's not an exaggeration.
Man is nothing but consistent.
Except for the last week.
Actually, let me do this. Okay. So, I have just sent a link. This is just one of the events that happened this weekend. This was on Saturday. Lampy YGO casted. It's called the HDK. I'm not going to pretend to know, like, I know how to pronounce the actual name of the event.
Hong Kong something?
No, this happened in Germany, I think.
Oh, well, it's probably some word we can't pronounce anyway.
So, this is... this was a 282 player event. This is the top 16. As you can see, there's a lot of stuff here. So we have two Tyr, two Centurion, one Fire King, one Labyrinth, one Kashtira, one Monadium, one Bestial Runic, one Chimera Branded, one Pearly, one Drytron, one Branded, one Rikka, one Trickstar, and one Unchained. So that's
is it post ban list?
This is post.
Did you say Trickstar?
Yes, Trickstar. Yes. Trickstar got top 16 at an over 250 player event in the year 2024. The list, I think, is going up on Lampy's channel later. It's not out just yet. And what's crazy is that the guy who got, I think he got top 8 with Tyr, also won the German Open, which happened today with Tyr. That one was 512 players. So let me pull up that.
Do you know who that was?
I do not know the name.
And all of my listeners here, my audience.
His name is Felix Pfeiffer. Goes by Drizzles.
Okay.
But so this is.
So is he. Do you know what nationality he is?
Nope. I have no idea. but.
Yeah, because you said that it was the German Open and the Italian Open. So I wasn't. Like, clearly he's traveling for them.
I don't think it's the Italian Open. There were. I think I remember Lampy tweeted they were like 6 hours apart and a bunch of people drove to
Dubai.
Yeah.
Oh, there are two German tournaments. Okay.
So anyway, this pie chart started some discourse about whether diverse formats are good or not. But regardless,
this is what started that.
Yes, this is what started it.
This is just the beginning of a format. This is every format after a ban.
This is. I was trying to figure out where that conversation came from.
I was wondering.
It was this. So. But here, so I guess we could go over some other stuff. So Tyr Lament is still good enough to win a large event, even after the Millers have been banned. And I think that's, it's kind of wild. If you look at the God, I have to click the link again. If you look at the list, we're back on King of the Swamp, which makes sense because if we're not milling a bunch of other cards, we're not making like Rukulus Kaleidoheart. This list one is on the Horus engine as well to compensate getting draws. We're playing three Celia and a Metanoise in the main on top of like three Scream and a Heartbeat. We're playing like with Tyr Lament has now finally, it's like a mid-range deck now. You can't like sack your way into insane mills. You have to like, you have to build an engine and try to repeat it. So it still exists, but like, it's so hard to prepare for everything on here. Like, if you have to, like, think about, I might play a Drytron player, so I need Droll. Oh, but also I need Bestials because I might play against Tyr. But also I need other hand traps because of Centurion. But Labyrinth might come and be like, actually, those cards are useless. Like, also, Fire King is a thing. We have to play Soul Release now. Like, and I don't know. What do you guys think?
We don't have to play Soul Release yet, right? Like, we have to... That's when they get the support, right?
People are already doing it. People are already playing it.
Oh, my God.
Let me pull up. I think it was one of the Rescue Ace players. There's a list on YGO Pro Deck. No, it's Vanquish Soul. So there was a... There was
maybe OCG was right. Maybe best of one really is the best format.
Maybe
best of one really is just the best format. Because like I'm not trying to think this. Hard, I found bro. It.
So there was a regional in Klagenfurt.
In what?
It's Klagenfurt. I think it's Germany as well. So there's a regional.
That sounds German.
And they are siding two copies of Soul Release because they are main decking Thrust. It's already happening. So
I prefer Soul Exchange.
There's also like tons of crazy stuff that's been happening at regionals. There was a Birmingham regional where first, second, and third place were all cash. So cash.
Yeah, I've been seeing cash kind of do well recently. Like it's not just like localized. Cash, like I've seen it on DB. I've seen it in Europe. Seen it in NA. I don't get it, but like okay.
Dimension Shifter is good. It's a bunch of big guys. They have a lot of non-engine slots. Although the guy who won the regional was actually playing like a Cybers combo.
Oh my god.
There was a dude who got 10th at a Utah regional, just missed out on Top Cut on Tiebreakers, playing Sacred Beast Unchained. And instead of playing Tour Guide, you play Chaos Summoning Beast because it's another one card Yama.
So if anybody wants, like, if you can't tell by me like repeatedly sighing, I'm not a fan of these like super diverse formats because like what are these decks? Like, how are you supposed to prepare for a tournament? Like, think about this. Think about this, right? Sure. Sure. Like, all right. Let's assume that you work a 40 hour a week job, right? You got 5 hours in the rest of your day to like test or practice or whatever. You come home,
or you could start a podcast.
You come home, you start testing. Let's say that you're really diligent and test like 4 times a week for like 3-4 hours. And you are testing like well in advance, like a month or two in advance. You're putting in 12-15 hours a week every week for like 2 months. You show up to a YCS and your opponent just summons a sacred beast monster on you and you get womboed and you're like, ah, come on, dude. Like, what is happening?
You may have seen that Sunny's face has disappeared, but we have recovered his voice from the annals of from the depths of hell. So welcome back, Sunny.
It took quite a while.
We've been gone for a minute. Skyhawk, by the way, you're gonna have to cut all of this because I'm just gonna give you the VOD and let you just rip the audio from the VOD.
I'm already recording our audio. I know where we're cutting it. We're good. I've got it sorted on my side as a technical.
Good luck on my side. I think I opened Audacity and it just destroyed everything. I think is what happened.
This is why.
Well, yeah, that'll definitely mess with stuff because it's gonna try and like pull your audio devices, and OBS and Discord specifically both hate applications that try to do.
Well, I decided to delete 2/3 of the screens on my OBS, so I'm just in face cam now. That's all they get if they're on YouTube.
Speaking of scenes, allow me to set the scene. So we talked about the TCG format a little bit. Mainly it's chaos. It gets upended a little bit. The last thing to mention about TCG format is Maze comes out this week or next week. We get a couple of cards that shift the meta landscape from being very, very wide to shrinking a little bit. The two main cards we're getting in that set that matter are Bonfire and... gosh, what's the last one? Bonfire and Transaction Rollback. So
yeah, those cards are pretty scary.
Bonfire is spooky because
they're terrifying.
It gives the fire stuff way more consistency. Rescue Ace gets much better, and Bonfire gets even more scary with Popolo once Phantom Nightmare comes out. But we have, I think, another month or so before that happens.
Yeah, it's right before Costa Rica, right?
Yeah, I think it is just right before then. So. I think Bonfire is mainly, it's a consistency boost for now, and then we'll see it become like a huge power tool once everything else is, all the other pieces are in place. But it's a huge buff to Rescue Ace because it kind of replaces your hit to Airlifter, where you the consistency is back.
Speaking of Rescue Ace, I would like to talk for a minute about Pax List as well.
Oh yeah, we can just play a Fire King engine in Rescue Ace now.
Yeah.
Rescue Ace, Fire King, Debelstar is just enough to do it.
Why not? Let's just put every fire deck in.
He won the Utah Regional, right? He went undefeated. He went 7-0.
I think so.
Probably. Yeah. Guys, I got good news.
He found a way to put the clown emoji over my face again.
The view count is gone. We can't laugh anymore.
I can't see Sonia now. Oh, there he is. There he is. There he is.
So
he's back.
Here's how this works.
Oh, you figured it out?
Yes. I can just not have any cameras or microphones on OBS and just stream my screen. This is just my Discord screen. So it works for both, but I just don't have a camera in any other scene.
You know what? We take the W's where we can get them.
So it's going to work for the live stream on my end too.
So I do want to take some time to talk about Transaction Rollback, because there are going to be some ruling nightmares with this card that, as a Yu-Gi-Oh! Judge, I would like to clarify for the people. So Transaction Rollback can copy the effect of a normal trap card that you have in your graveyard, but there are some conditions kind of that apply. You do not have to pay the cost for these cards, but you do have to meet the activation condition. So, for example, I see a lot of people talking about maybe copying something like Harpy's Featherstorm. You cannot do that unless you control a Windwing Beast already. Mainly, like Dimensional Barrier, for example, you can copy. So there's those. The one card that is going to cause some havoc is Eradicator Epidemic Virus. Somebody brought up in one of my Discords, the Necrofusion Enthusiasts, that In the OCG, the text of Eradicator is different than in the TCG. So in the TCG, the Eradicator Epidemic Virus says, when you activate it, you tribute your dark monster, you call spell or trap, and then it's until the end of the third turn after this card's activation. The OCG does not have the after this card's activation, after this card's activation part in the text. It just says until like the third turn or something. So in the OCG, you can copy the effect of Eradicator because you are not activating this card. You are activating the effect. I expect that in the TCG, it will be ruled that you cannot copy Eradicator with this card because you are not activating Eradicator Epidemic Virus, and so it is not this card. So you cannot copy it with the graveyard effect or transaction rollback. The reason that this is the case is because there is a card with the same text called Extinction on Schedule. It's a normal trap that's like you flip it, destroy all monsters on the field during the third battle phase after this card's activation. In the OCG, that card does have after this card's activation in the text, and it is ruled that you can copy that card. So, or that it is ruled that you, rather, it's ruled that you can't copy that card in the OCG. So,
you want to know what this means?
Welcome to hell, everybody.
You want to know what this means, though?
Yeah, I'm
cancer.
I mean,
Erad is going to get a new printing in the next OTS pack after transaction rollback comes out. Because this is the same thing that happened with Ray, where where the first printing of Ray had like some, whatever the interaction is with Evenly Matched right now was the exact opposite when Sky Striker first came out.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff.
But then they fixed it. So usually when there's situations like this where like a card, because of how it's worded and like there's a slight wording difference between like OCG, TCG, if a card works one way in OCG and then it stops working that way in the TCG, a lot of times they fix the TCG text to match how the ruling would work in OCG.
Yeah.
But then you're left with like these little lag periods where sometimes it doesn't work like that.
The other thing that they can do is they can update the text on the database, and then that can be the final text, which is a thing that like is something that we could do in the past. I think they may have done that when Alibur had the printing mistake in EU.
I think so.
Where they were like, you can only add a Despia card, so you could only add the field spell. So you couldn't actually add Branded Fusion with it, which was very funny. But I think they updated the text in the database, and that's probably also why it got a reprint as soon as it did. But anyway.
Yeah. That's what happens when, like, so when meta cards get, like, quick reprints, it's usually because of something like that.
Yeah. The main thing that Transaction Rollback does is it, there's two things, I guess. It gives decks that can make Beatrice access to any normal trap in the game if you want to play two. And it means that Labyrinth can activate Big Welcome twice, and that's actually the problem. Like Labyrinth's just like getting to activate Ice Dragon's Prison twice is really strong. It's also another card that has value when you pitch it with the furniture. So that anything that helps their value accrue is really strong.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not positive on this ruling, but I think with how transaction rollback works, you would be able to use transaction rollback to copy Big Welcome, like normal effect to special summon in the graveyard, and then still banish the Big Welcome from the graveyard to like bounce something, right?
Yeah.
So that adds a whole new element to Labyrinth that makes the deck way scarier, because normally when you're playing against Labyrinth, you're thinking it's like, okay, well, they have Big Welcome in the grave, so if I stop them from getting a guy on the field, they're forced to use the Big Welcome that I know is set, which means that they're not going to use the one in the graveyard, which means that like now they have one less interruption, I'm fine. And now that whole element of the matchup is just gone. It's like, yeah, I'm going to summon the Armpit Lady, pop a card, and then bounce another card.
And, like, you can do stuff like if your opponent uses an Imperm, like, if you set the rollback, you can copy their Imperm, and then transaction rollback is in the graveyard.
Oh, it can copy cards in the opponent's graveyard, too?
So, when it's set
on
your side of the field.
Oh, when it's set.
It copies one from your opponent's grave. When it's in the graveyard, it copies one from your own grave.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't remember it doing that. Hold on.
The Labyrinth Mirror is now hell, is what I'm trying to tell you. It's even worse than before, because rollback is like
awful.
An ever-looming threat.
I don't know if we have another agenda item, but I do have like some like competitive stuff to mention on transaction rollback.
Go for it.
I think that
talk more about transaction rollback, and then I do want to shift gears afterwards.
Yep, let's do it.
Sure. So here's the thing with transaction rollback that I think is going to have lasting effects on the meta between its release and YCS Las Vegas. So if you're planning on going to any events like in this time frame, this is kind of important. So when transaction rollback comes out, Labyrinth is going to skyrocket in popularity because the deck becomes really, really, really good for a short period. And because of that, that's going to influence how people, you know, like what they play. But here's the thing. It's going to quickly fall off too, because that's when we get the new like Fire King support, the new Snake Guys support, you know, all the fire stuff. And it's going to quickly get overrun by like the fire decks. But I think is something that gets left out of the conversation a lot is there's a lag period with the players. So like the meta might shift, but people might not actually adapt to a new metagame for a few weeks. So what I think is going to happen is Lab is actually going to be really, really popular at YCS Las Vegas and Costa Rica as well, because people might not have all the cards that they need to play the new decks in time. And also because if you're looking at results, you're going to see Lab going crazy with the transaction rollbacks for a few weeks. So a ton of regionals, any like community events, they're going to get dominated by Lab. And then everybody's going to be focusing on Lab, and they're not going to be thinking about the new decks for those major events. So maybe try and like think about that a little bit if you're preparing for some of these events.
Those types of windows are often where somebody playing Rogue can kind of sneak in and be like, people have not caught up.
Exactly.
I can wedge my way.
Exactly.
All right, Sonny, what was what was your segue here? Where did we want to go?
Before we do, I would like to ask you guys, transaction rollback is a clearly powerful card. Labyrinth has yet to be hit in the TCG. In fact, it got buffed, if anything, with the banning of Red Reboot. Do we think that transaction rollback is either a hittable card or a card that could lead Labyrinth to be hit on the ban list? Now that the deck has been reprinted,
we're going into it's going to depend on its staying power, I think, because
that's essentially what I'm asking.
We've got like Promethean Princess coming out. We've got the new fire stuff. Clearly, Konami's goal is the fire stuff. If Labyrinth can hold through some of that format, I think they might hit it, especially because I'm sure people will discover more nonsense that can be done with rollback. And I think rollback is probably the bannable card, though. Like, I don't think any of the Labyrinth cards by themselves are that unfair. A lot of it is just like a few select normal traps that have been kind of like that are insane. If anything, I could see them being like, we're banning Ku Klux, you have to use rollback now. So they don't want to let you do it like in engine as easily. I don't know. What do you do to hit Labyrinth? Do you do what the OCG does?
I don't think OCG didn't hit it, did they?
Big Welcome is at 2 there, I think.
I think the really interesting thing about Labyrinth specifically, it reminds me a lot of the Invoke Dogmatica Shadal deck, the Eldritch Invoke Dogmatica Shadal, where it is a deck that seems to, and this is most control decks, they come back into rotation early in formats. And then once a format has been established, they'll rotate back out. So I'm wondering if transaction rollback is going to give Labyrinth the staying power that it needs to be in the format past the first 3 weeks, right? Because that's always been what happens. The format resets with a ban list. Then you get a control deck like either Labyrinth or this one for 3 weeks. And then you don't see it again until the beginning of the next format. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is the best deck again because it didn't get hit.
So my take is that we don't have time for the format to stabilize.
but this is also kind of what I was saying. I think the question you're answering is like, or asking was answered by like what I was saying before we were talking about this, is that like, if you look at the OCG meta reports, there's like zero Labyrinth anywhere, like at all. The deck does not grind very well with decks like post support Rescue Ace and post support Fire King. Those deck, sure. And also post, like even further down the line, post support Infernoid. Like those decks all are just too much for something like Lab to handle, which is a trap deck. So that's why I was kind of like cautioning people is don't overestimate Labyrinth. because it's going to perform really, really well for a few weeks, and it's probably going to fall off as soon as we get like the next core set.
I do think it's very interesting that so fire decks for a long time in Yu-Gi-Oh! Have had a bad reputation of just being burn engines. But if you look at what fire really does in Yu-Gi-Oh! So every attribute has a theme, right? Dark decks are, I guess, wind decks are spamming the field with little weenies. Dark decks are using the graveyard a lot, things like that. And you have all of these different attributes, not necessarily having an exact play style, but a generalized idea of how they want to play. And that's why fire's always had this burn concept to it. But I think that recurring back from the graveyard and having a grind game is an aspect of the fire attribute that people don't really give it credit for. So with all this fire support coming, it's really interesting that these fire decks are able to grind with Labyrinth in a way that a lot of the decks that we've had previously couldn't. Because so many of these decks were built for combo or something along those lines, and the fire decks are super recursive, like a control deck. They have really, really consistent resource loops. And I don't think that is something that most modern control decks are ready for, because that's their thing, not the mid-range combo decks things.
Promethean Princess is a good example of that. Like, they're starting to design fire around that. Princess is like an incredible recovery.
It's always been a thing.
It's a disruption. I love that we get to play Ambla Whale now. It's very funny. This card has seen absolutely zero play, and now it's going to be everywhere.
I like
that's not
that.
True. It saw very little play in Sky Striker back in like Eternal format. Did see play in Sky. Yeah, it was played in Sky Striker.
I don't remember.
I just remember Ray Dai coming up to me and asking me for an Ambla Whale in like 2017, 2018. And I was like, why? He was like, oh, it's good in Striker. I was like, okay.
I just think that going all the way back to Rekindling, like this has been a thing with Fire. And now it's become so relevant that Fire outgrinds the grind decks. So, I would like to now transition the episode over to some new cards. We do have a bunch of new cards. We're actually gonna start with the new archetype. We had some other ones that we need to do, so we're gonna move through this one kind of quickly, but I do want to spend the most amount of time on this one because this is clearly the most relevant and the most substantial thing of these new cards.
We got a whole archetype is what we got. For the most part, anyway.
Yes. Yeah. So, welcome to Tri-Brigade to Insect Boogaloo. We have the Raikou archetype, like Raikou in Pokemon, but worse. So
funny giraffe.
Yeah.
True.
Funny giraffe.
I do like the big giraffe. I'm a big fan.
Me too.
So, let's go ahead and start with Raikou no Marikoubi. Marikoubu?
The artwork on this card is insane, by the way.
These cards are all crazy.
Really beautiful.
It is definitely something. So, this is not what I meant to do. I am clicking everywhere. This is not going well. So, yeah, we're getting there, folks.
Mm-hmm. Before you get into this, do you mind like sending the link to these cards?
Yes, I got you.
Thank you.
Link here.
Oh, I see now. I didn't see that. Yeah. Skyhawk's on it. Thank goodness for Skyhawk. All right. So, Earth Plant level 1 effect monster, 0 attack, 0 defense. If there's anything I've learned about a level 1 monster with 0 attack and 0 defense, it's that it's probably going to be broken. You can only special summon with the first effect of this card's name once per turn. You can only use the second effect of this card's name once per turn. 1. You can special summon this card from your hand by sending one insect, plant, or reptile monster from your hand to the graveyard. Oh, it's literally Karis. 2. If this card is normal or special summoned, you can add up to 2 of your, I guess it's supposed to be of, it says or, of your Raikou cards with different names that are banished and or in your deck to your hand, except Raikou no Marikoubi. Then banish one Raikou card from your hand. Also, you can have special summon monsters from the rest of this turn, except insect, plant, and reptile monsters. So it summons and then goes plus 2?
Well, you're banishing
one. This card is a net neutral, right?
Yeah, I think it's neutral.
Because you... No, I think it's either neutral or neg one because you summon it from your hand by going for a tri pitching a tri type, which is neg. Then you draw two.
You add two.
And then banish one. Okay, it's neutral, but it doesn't do anything on the field. So it's kind of like a pointless neutral. If that makes sense.
It's kind of nice if you open a duplicate because you can't add itself, but you can banish its own name. So I mean,
can we call this deck Little Garden?
Right. Yeah, like this deck does feel like it's a garden. Like somebody in my chat was asking, like, what is the tying thread between insects, plants, and reptiles? I'm like, oh, those are all just things you'd find in a garden.
Yeah, a garden or like a forest or like any kind of open area. Yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna add the two giants at the end near like the middle of the arc.
Here's the next one. It's an insect. There are a couple of insect ninjas in the game, so it's very funny that we've got kind of a shinobi thing going on here. So this is
it. Also, just for people who can't see it, since this is a podcast, it is a roach. So I already hate it.
It's okay if you can't.
It is a cockroach with a sword.
Just come to my stream. The better one.
All right. Raika no Yahazu Kamakiri. It's a light insect level 3, 1500.
Thank God you said that, not me.
I did take a Japanese class one time. I can pronounce things. That's about it.
I did too. I did an OCG metagame report.
That's not how that works. You can only special summon with the first effect of this card's name once per turn. You can only use the second effect once per turn. One, you can special summon this card from your hand by placing one of your banished insect, plant, or reptile monsters on the bottom of the deck. All right, we're cooking. Two, if this card is sent to the graveyard as material for the link summon of a Raika monster,
amazing.
You can target one level 4 or lower insect, plant, or reptile monster in your graveyard except itself and special summon it in defense. This card is really good. It summons itself for free if you have a banished card, and it summons another one back from the graveyard. That reads pretty solid to me.
you know what? My chat named this deck. My chat fixed it. The deck's name is Rip.
It's Rip.
Yeah, that was something on Reddit that I saw.
Was it on Reddit? Okay.
That's pretty
good. Yeah, I saw it on Twitter that apparently Redditors named it that like several hours ago.
Trish, would you like to gift us with a reptile?
I can go for that. So one note is that they've all been increasing in levels, but we haven't seen a level 2 yet. So the first one was level 1, second level 3. This is level 4. Mm-hmm. So it's Raika no. Oh my god, Raika no Yoroi Tokage.
Pretty close. It's Yoroi. So it's the R is like a funny sound. Yoroi, but you got everything else right. We're good.
Sure. So it's level 4, no attack, 23 defense. So it's power crept clay man a little bit. You can special summon this with the first effect of this card's name once per turn. You can only use the second effect once per turn. So the summoning effect is you can summon it from your hand by banishing a insect, plant, or reptile monster from the graveyard. So that's pretty good. I don't hate that. Second effect is you can discard a insect, plant, or reptile, target a face of monster your opponent controls, except insect, plant, or reptile, bounce it to the hand. This one seems kind of mid.
Yeah, it's another way to banish resonance insect. So I honestly, there's like a bug stuff here. If this was a quick effect, I think it would be much better. But not being a quick effect, I think holds it back a bit.
It's beat.
I fully agree. It also, if it bounced a guy without having to discard a card, that'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's only a discard outlet when you go second makes it kind of weak for its on-field effect. Yeah. Its summoning condition is pretty okay because it's following... I don't know if you guys actually ever read Road of the King, but there was something that was in there that was actually pretty insightful, which is that there's like... You can like assign different values to like where your resources are. So like getting a resource from deck is like the most valuable, using the graveyard's like second most valuable, and then like pitching a card from hand is like the least valuable, right? Because that one actually costs a resource.
Yeah.
So each of these kind of like get progressively better in terms of like which resource location you're using. Like the level 1, you have to pitch a card, so that kind of sucks. The level 3, you need a card in banished, so you have to have had a card set up to get it in banished first. So that's better, but still a little bit awkward. Yeah. This one's just pretty easy. Like if there's a dude in your graveyard, just banish it, summon it.
Yeah, and the effects are like kind of ranged. Like Raika is cost the most, but you get to add two cards to your hand. The Kamakiri is like
it's pretty middle ground, like pretty decent.
All right,
so and then this one's
That's all we have for the main deck. We have four Link monsters.
it's one of these decks.
Yeah,
Sunny, we're the next one. We're Linking, baby.
Dragon Link 2? Dragon Link 2? Yeah. All of the relevant monsters are in the extra deck?
Yeah, we're playing Insect Link, baby. Let's go.
Oh my god. I can't wait.
All right, well let's tie this all together and link this thing up. So we have Raika Nomushi Dokuro. Dokuro? Dokuro? Yeah. Is it Dokuro or Dokuro?
Dokuro.
Dokuro?
Yeah.
Fire Plant Link effect. Oh, Plant Link. Link to 1600 attack. Link arrows are bottom left, bottom right. Two monsters, including an insect, plant, or reptile. So this is the same as Farajit, where it's just two monsters and it has to include one of them. So the other one can be anything. You can only use the first and second effect of this card's name each once per turn. Also, you cannot special summon monsters the turn you activate them, except for those. Okay. You cannot special monster, so you can still like normal something, I guess. Okay. One, you can target one Raika monster in your graveyard, special summon it in defense position.
I love Elf. Yay.
Yeah. Two, if this card is in your graveyard, you can target one insect, plant, or reptile monster you control, place it on the bottom of the deck, and if you do, special summon this card.
Interesting. So you can give yourself like an extra link material if you want. So you can go like, okay.
It suddenly makes so much sense why they hit the Sun Avalon guys.
Yeah.
Like the Link ones.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense seeing this.
I mean, it made sense already with all the new aromatherapy cards or Seraphate with aroma cards coming out. It already made sense. Now it makes super duper sense.
Yeah, this seems like it would be crazier that deck.
Yeah.
Free Bengalancer. Don't mind if I do. Raika, so the next one is an insect link. This is a link 3. Raika no Ukaminushi. So it's a wind insect link. It's a 2300 attack. The arrows are kind of funky. It's left, down, and bottom right. You can only use each effect once per turn. One, you can banish two insect, plant, and or reptile monsters from your graveyard. Add a Raika trap from your deck to your hand. Already, I really like that. Adding another layer of interaction to a board. I mean, we haven't read the trap yet. Maybe it sucks, but like being able to access that from the extra deck is really good. Two, if this card is in your graveyard, you can target one insect, plant, or reptile monster you control, place it on the bottom. If you do, special summon this card. Also, if you use this effect, you get locked into insect, plant, and reptiles for the rest of the turn. So
it makes so much sense. It makes so much sense why they hit those cards.
This is so... Okay, this seems like it would be crazy in Bee Trooper. Like, if the trap is any good at all, like, the fact that these just, like, recur themselves as link material is really crazy. You can just turn, like, any monster you have on the field into a link 3. From grave.
Yeah, it doubles the link material. All of these count as double whatever their link material are, which is insane for a link deck. That is just straight up insane.
Are we getting
this is Tri Brigade, but good without everything else, but also good with everything else.
All right, Trish, you want to give us the link 4?
I'm afraid. The last two were actually pretty good. Link 4, so this is the reptile one. It's a fire reptile, fire monster. Yeah. That's how you know it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. 2+ monster, it's same summoning condition. 2+ monsters, 2900 attack. Mm-hmm. You can only use first, second effect of this card's name once per turn. If your opponent activates a monster effect, you can make both players unable to activate monster effects in the hand for the rest of the turn.
That's an interesting floodgate.
it's like... It's like Azathoth, but like you have to eat one hand trap first. Interesting. Two, if this card is in your graveyard, you can target one insect, plant, or reptile monster you control. Guess what? Place it on the bottom of your deck, and if you do, special summon it.
It's a free link 4, sure.
Sure, dude.
I glanced at these cards before we started, and I said they have a link 5. This will never see play. It's hard to link into a link 5, I take it back.
Yeah.
All right.
It only requires two monsters, too. All right, Sunny, you got it.
Yeah.
This is easier to make than Borland.
Okay. I am actually going to pause the podcast for 2 seconds. I have to run to the restroom up here.
Okay. Sunny pausing the podcast again.
Also, hey, do you guys like my new chair? It's really nice.
It's fantastic, Sunny. I'm so proud of you for your new chair.
Thanks. This one I can recline in and not feel like I'm going to fall off the face of the earth.
Wow, I'm so happy for you, Sunny.
I'm happy for me too. Thank you.
I'm not leaving. You're welcome. This in the edit. All right. I'm cutting the chair.
I did not expect this to be included, but if it was, that would be all very right. funny.
Okay, here. Sunny, give us the link 5.
All right, so this is Raika no Dialga.
Dialga?
No, it's right to no Dialga.
it's probably Dialga. So close. Dialga.
It Dialga. Yeah.
Dialga.
I like close Dialga enough. Better.
God of time or space, whichever one he is. Earth insect link effect monster link 5 3300 attack. Link arrows are not up. 2+ insect not plant up. And or reptile monsters. You can only use the first and second. You guys all right there? You can only use the first and second effect of this card's name each once per turn. One, if a monster or monsters is special summoned from your opponent's deck and or extra deck, you can destroy 2 monsters on the field. Mm-hmm. Two, yo! If that's this card is in your graveyard, wait for it, you can target 1 insect, plant, or reptile monster you control. Place on the bottom of your deck, and if you do, special summon this card. Also, you cannot special summon monsters for the rest of this turn except insect, plant, and reptiles.
This card is nuts. This card is crazy.
This card is nuts with either one of its effects missing, right?
No.
Like, within the
context. I actually think this one's worse than the Link 4. Like, genuinely.
I think the disruption effect is pretty solid. Like, this is like this. I think Herman Hansen actually tweeted this. This is like an actual boss monster for Bee Trooper. Like, they have this is like a disruption. I think.
Notably, Bee Trooper has a Link 1.
Yeah. The 4. I think, like, basically what the other Link monsters I think are meant to do is, like, they make this Link 5 trivially easy to make. So I think the disruption is not, like, the most earth-shatteringly, like, strong thing in the world. But, like, Pop 2 is pretty good. And also, it's a 3300 guy that recycles itself at the cost of a dude. So, but yeah, I agree that like recurring the 4 or the 3 is better because it just gives you more stuff you can go into. You're not making like a Link 6. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
So I agree with.
Thing too is that this is like an Icarus attack, and like to be fair, Icarus attack isn't as good as it used to be, like at all. So
it's actually not even Icarus. It's worse than that. It's only monsters.
Oh yeah, okay. So it's just a double pop, but for the investment that you're getting, like just like it would probably be easier to hard make a Zeus, like unironically. But for the Link 4, you get a lingering effect that like as we were talking and thinking about it, it's like okay, this could actually be like really good in some formats where like you think about decks that have a lot of monster effects that activate in hand. So like. When you go second, like when you're going second as the opponent, you know, you get one monster effect and then suddenly all of your in-hand extenders just don't work anymore.
They're just gone.
Yeah. At all.
And it's just
notably for those listening at home, Bee Trooper Scout Buggy is currently a 25 to a dollar card. 25 cents to a dollar card on TCG Player. About a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell them that. Now it's going to go up.
It's full. I don't make cards spike in price. I make support happen. It's a different thing.
Fair.
I would like to point out that I actually have caused 2 cards to get bought out. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you have to play them. You can't play this for a while.
The one other thing about this being the Link 4 being a fire is that you can do like you can access Promethean Princess, I think. Because Promethean.
Oh God, yeah, it's a fire.
Or is Princess a pyro? It's a fiend. Okay, you could.
Oh, okay.
You could Princess into this if you don't lock yourself at some point. So that is an option, but it's going to depend on how the rest of the deck
pans out.
Okay, spell card.
This is a little spooky.
Spell card, continuous spell, Raika Ryo Ran Kuruisaki. Continuous spell, you can only use the second effect once per turn. One, all insect, plant, and reptile monsters on the field gain 300, and then all other face-up monsters on the field lose 300. 600 attack difference, cool. Two, you can activate one of these effects. Add a Raika monster from your deck to your hand, and then discard one card. Or two, special summon one of your Raika monsters that is banished or in your hand or graveyard in defense position. It seems pretty solid. It goes minus, but it can set up your graveyard. You're banishing a bunch of stuff. Like, imagine, like, add a Raika, pitch resonance insect, banish the resonance insect, special a guy. Like, that seems pretty good. And then also, like, the fact that you can do this every turn makes it, like, a super recursive thing. You don't have to, like, activate a second one. So, it's not...
This card actually doesn't go minus, just by the way. Because you can use both of the effects, right? Never mind. I misunderstood. It's two effects. One of them has two sub effects. My bad.
Over time, the sunny misinformation counter rises by one.
Okay, here's
there is no B Trooper Link one. It's Link two.
It is a Link two. There's two Link twos. That might be why.
But Scout Buggy is full combo in this deck. Whatever full combo is, Scout Buggy is full combo.
Almirage is the insect X Link one.
anyway, that's fair.
Trish, you want to give us the searchable trap card?
Absolutely, I do.
Notably, in Scout Buggy, you cannot link it into Almirage.
Not Scout Buggy. There's another card. I think Resonance Insect you can.
Probably, but I'm just saying, like, if you try to start with Scout Buggy and they impairment,
Resonance
you cannot link one it.
Resonance into. Is 1,000, so you can normal Resonance Insect, link it into Almirage, trigger the search effect for level 5 or higher. And that's why they play.
Anyway, sorry. Sorry, Trish. I cut you off. Three.
Oh, you're fine. I was just thinking. I'm not really gonna try with pronouncing the name, so I'm gonna call it Raiku Darren Kubi Kari Mai.
It seems like Kubi Kari Mai, you got pretty close actually.
that's the biggest word, the one that I like. I can't think of something funny for. That's the one I get right, of course.
Raika Dairin Kubi Kari Mai is probably close. But yeah,
sure.
All right.
Once again, you can use first second effect of this card's name once per turn. Weirdly worded, whatever. Mm-hmm. Target card first effect is target cards your opponent controls up to the number of insect, plant, and reptile monsters you control with different types, destroy them. So this is cool because if you pair this with the Link 5. The Link 5 is an inherent double pop on monsters, and then you can use this whenever to pop even more cards.
Yeah, if you end on all three types, this is a 1-for-3. That's pretty good.
that's pretty decent. It's like bootleg Fire King at that point.
Yeah.
Two, if you have a face-up insect, plant, and or reptile monsters that you control, is destroyed by battle or card effect while this card is in your graveyard, except the turn it was sent there. You can banish this card, then target a monster your opponent controls, destroy it.
For a searchable trap card, this is as good as it gets. Yeah.
This is a perfectly acceptable way to layer interruptions so that you don't lose to Dark Ruler anymore. This is perfectly acceptable.
Yep. I agree with that, yeah.
So, all right. Overall, 1 to 10, first and initial thoughts. How are we ranking this archetype?
I'm going to play it safe. I'll give it a 7. This is an engine that you were going to play in other decks. This is not a deck. Exactly. Well, yeah, that's true. Tri Brigade was like an engine that gets thrown in, right? Tri Brigade, I think, worked a little bit more with itself.
Redox, it does.
The three monsters don't have like as much synergy with each other, I think, other than like the summoning conditions, but the link engine I think is really strong. I think this helps insect better than anything else. Because again, the huge problem that insect had before, like a B Trooper in that pile deck, is that they didn't have a board, right? But now they can play another searchable trap card that's better than the Bee Trooper counter trap, because that counter trap is very limited. And they have a big link boss that now actually does something on their end board. So Insect already had the recovery. They already had the consistency, but they didn't have the ceiling. This raises the ceiling. Not much, but it's enough to mean something. So I think there's something here for Insect for sure. I don't know if Plant needs this. They might play the Link 2 just because the Link 2 is crazy.
Yeah.
But it does lock them out of Regulus. So it depends on if maybe Jess will come up with something crazy with this.
Reptile, you want to know what I think?
Kind of weak for Reptile.
Oh, I was actually about to say the exact opposite. Ogdoatic. I think these cards are crazy for Ogdoatic.
Oh.
Because Ogdoatic, like, think about Ogdoatic. Actually, the continuous spell. A ton of monsters. They summon a ton of monsters on the field, and then they have nothing to do with them.
My chat said that. Or, like, as soon as we started reading these, I have one of my moderators that's an Ogdoatic freak, and he has. Yeah. He's like, it's so good for Ogdoatic.
The continuous
activate
spell,
Snake Rain, summon a Link 5.
Level 4 Dark Reptile, synergy.
Actually, yeah, like, no, you know what? Yeah. You're totally right about this. And the level 4, too. You can just add it with King of the Pharaohs. Yeah. Crazy.
So, notably, Meat Trooper does not have to run 10 bricks in the main deck anymore because it just runs like 10 of these main deck cards instead. Yeah. And that's the engine.
These cards with Resonance Intact go nuts. Like,
yeah, that's true. I think Meat Trooper and Ogdoatic are the winners here.
Yeah. I'm curious.
And then, like, the Link 2 is nice for
we
the plant
see
deck.
A Trap Tricks and sub engine being played in Meat Trooper now.
Yeah. There's also, like, this is not it either. Like, there's gonna be more. So there's we're like,
I mean, think about the initial release of Tri Brigade versus what it ended up being. Like, we later got Kit and we later got Bearbrum. Like, those are additions, and those are two of the most important additions to the entire deck. So we will probably get another main deck monster, if not more, and probably something else, maybe another spell card. I don't know that we'll get another Link because we already have four of them.
Yeah.
A Link 1, maybe in 3 years, but like,
so
for now, this is still very good.
I think there's only there's only really
to read Serpentine Princess, I guess.
I think a bunch of the other cards don't really matter much, but the one that I think does have some application is the funniest. So I sent a Link to maybe one of the funniest card names that has ever been made. So this is,
oh no,
quote, Monster Reborn, unquote. So
that yes, the new Monster Reborn.
This is the actual name of the card.
Can I cut in for 1 second for a funny card that my chat pointed out that works really well with this deck specifically, with the Reptile deck?
Yeah, that's okay. Hmm.
Serpentine Princess, if you've never read it.
This is the weird FTK card. Okay. What is it?
If this face-up card is returned from the field to your deck, select and special summon one level 3 or lower monster from your deck to your side of the field, then shuffle your deck.
Oh, come on.
That's any level 3 monster?
That's any level
3. Any level 3 or lower monster.
Or lower?
It's a reptile, and if it gets bounced back, it summons any level 3 or lower monster from your deck.
Dog, that's actually insane.
You know what's weird about that card? If cards go back to your deck, they can't trigger.
Mm-hmm. It's better than the inherent summons from the deck.
This card just says, nah, I'd win.
Nah, I'd win. Because that card was probably printed before they changed that ruling. Because like, it used to be that like with absolute zero, like in Edison format, you shuffle it back to deck, it still triggers and blows up the field.
I wonder if this card literally cannot trigger, or if this ends up seeing play, this ends up as one of those cards that Konami's like, no, this still works because we said so.
It still works because they said so.
It's definitely like that because it says so on the card.
If you've ever
the card specifies it.
If you've ever watched Sub Replay Friday, this card showed up a few times.
Of course it has.
Yeah.
OCG reprinted it in tournament pack and no one knew why.
this is slightly off topic. They knew. Okay, nice.
Tournament pack always ahead of ahead of its time.
This
I'm an enchantress. Topic, oh god.
When I took the judge test to get just the regular level 1 certification, they hadn't updated it to fix the ab zero ruling, so I had to answer the ab zero ruling question wrong.
I did that on mine as well. It was the only question I missed
because they had the correct answer to that question being that it triggered, but they hadn't updated it after they changed the ruling in the TCG region.
2021 is when I took my test, and it was still like that.
Monster, quote, Monster Reborn, unquote, is a quick play spell that says you can only, it's hard once per turn, unlike regular Monster Reborn. So one, target one monster in either graveyard. Special summon it to your field, but it cannot attack or activate its effects this turn. I have seen takes on this card ranging from this card is crazy to this card sucks. I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. To me, this reads like it reads like an upside. It's like Foolish Return with upside. Because like instead of just banishing it, you get to take the monster. Firing it in the end phase is cool because it means that the effects get turned on just like right the next turn. It's not amazing, but there's something here. It's also be like being a quick play disruption, I think, is what it is more useful for rather than being Monster Reborn, but also being a quick play spell. Like Monster Reborn, I don't think I've seen play in anything since it's been off the list.
This is a better cross out designator in the mirror match.
What mirror match?
In any mirror match.
Nebulous mirror match. Good luck finding a mirror match.
In any mirror match, you think this card is better than Cross Out Designator?
It's pretty close, yeah.
I want you to just walk me through it.
I mean,
just walk me through how you think this card is Cross Out Designator.
I didn't say it was Cross Out Designator. I said it's probably better than Cross Out Designator.
No, you said it is a better Cross Out Designator.
Okay. Let me just say how tired I am and how late it is.
That's a reasonable take. Okay. I think that's probably everything. There are a couple of other cards. I don't think they do anything, so we don't really need to go over them. There's a Crescent Dragon guy that's a cool retrain. We got a couple of Flame Swordsman cards revealed. There's Blink Out, which is kind of a funny reborn as well.
Oh! What was I have to get my Dragon Link Bozo hype in here. What was the name of the there was another retrain. It was like the level 7 dragon.
Yes, this is the guy.
That was based on a vanilla.
I sent it to you. It is Crescent.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Crescent Dragon Mikazuki Noyaiba.
Oh, okay. This card's actually like it's bad, but like it could have been really good as a one of. Like, it had potential as a one of if they didn't limit Magmut. And let me explain why real quick. Let me explain why.
This can add Phantasme, I think, which is a thing. But
okay, so yes, but here was the cool thing that you could do with it. So in Dragon Link, you could have played this as a one of. And you could have gone like Magnemite effect, right? Like when Mag was at 3, this would like make sense. Now it doesn't make sense, but the potential is still out there. You go Magnemite effect, add this card in the opponent's end phase. During the end phase, which is the first line on this card, if this card is in your hand or grave, summon it, but place it on the bottom of the deck when leaves field. And it also says discard a card, add a level 7 dragon, dark dragon from your deck to your hand. The best level 7 dark dragon is Noctovision. So off of Magnema, you can go draw, like summon this, search this, summon this, draw for turn. Effect of this, pitch anything out of your hand. So if you have a good discard, cool. Search Nocto, make Romulus for free, get your Dragon Ravine, search your Tracer, summon Tracer, make Striker, summon Nocto. It's a free Link 4 plus a draw. And 2 field spell searches. This card's kind of nice. It's actually a Link 5 because Tracer can pop a card. So it
okay.
It searches everything. This card literally makes Borland and draws a card. It's really funny. Good.
That is interesting. I did not think about it that way. That is fascinating.
Okay. Did we do the Zoma the Earthbound Spirit card already?
I don't think so. Do we want to talk about
the trap card, continuous trap card? Trap monster?
We have not talked about that one yet.
Long story short, it's a trap monster, and it says monsters your opponent controls that can't attack must attack this card. And if it's destroyed by an opponent's attacking monster, inflict damage to your opponent equal to double the original attack of that monster that destroyed it.
Is it possible for Konami to make a trap card that's playable?
Yeah, we read one like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Hey guys, Sword Soul Blackout was cool. Can we make that card again?
But continuously. We got another card from Legacy of Destruction called Blink Out. Quick play spell card. Target a Link monster field. Return the extra deck and special summon one of the materials used for its Link summon from your graveyard.
That card is... It's fine.
Does it target one you control or just one on the field?
I think it's one...
On the field. Target one on the field. Return the extra deck and special summon one. Then you can special summon material. Yeah, just target one on the field.
It's defusion for Links.
Literally, yes. Sort of.
That card's broken.
It's,
it only summons one of the materials.
Okay.
It's not desync.
It's that there's a specific reason I asked. Does it have to target your own monster? Yeah. It's defusion for links. It's what it really reads is target a link monster on the field, delete it.
Bye bye.
Delete a target link monster.
Delete.
If it happens to be yours, you get a card back. Sure.
We also got the announcement of Infinite Forbidden in the OCG.
Mm-hmm.
This is the final core booster set of 2024, and it goes on sale.
What's the
April 27th, 2023 is what it says, but it's definitely 2024 in the OCG.
It's the first core booster set of 2024.
Oh, first core of 2024. It's on sale April 27th of 2024 in the OCG.
Yeah.
So, did they get Legacy of Destruction before the first of the year?
I think so, yeah.
Because I just read off like five cards from Legacy.
Yep.
Okay. So, Infinite Forbidden... yep, it exists, and it's still gonna have quarter centuries in it.
That is interesting. Yeah. Cool. Well, so the actual there's a reason for that. The actual 25th anniversary isn't until this February, if I'm not mistaken. So that the court like that they started it at the beginning of last year, but it's been ramping up for like more than a year, so it's a little bit confusing. But it is like.
So it'll probably continue the rest of this year, too.
Probably. So the 25th anniversary is actually like the 24th to the 26th, but we neither here nor there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. For the next 16 months, enjoy these special cards.
Yeah. All right. I think that's everything, Sunny. Was there anything else we wanted to go over?
As far as I'm aware, that's everything. We have covered a lot of news. I don't actually know how long this episode went because of so many cut in and outs. Again, so sorry for the edit on this one, Skyhawk. It's going to be brutal.
There's only two places I have to cut it. We're good. I will survive. I can just.
I think it's more than that, but all right.
Anyway, you want to read out some patron names? You want to thank the people?
I do, and no one can stop me. So, of course, we want to give a huge thank you to. Make sure I have everything correct. Always Second, Kashira Birth Control, Zyphorus, Ding Dong's Hostess of the Yang Zing, HGH Cyber, Jed McCansby? Jed McCansby?
I think you got that.
It's got to be McCansby. Mm-hmm. New is a new patron. That's why they haven't renamed themselves something silly yet. John Lil, Oatmeal Spaghetti, Owen Alvarado, Pistol Place Pendulums, Silver Hope, Skyhawk Over the Beatles, Understanding and Reading are two different things, Virtually Saber's World, Visa Star Frosty the Snowman, Visa Star Frosting These Nuts, Aaron Gardner, Alexander Chan, Asami, Ashless Chaps, Atsio, Simp of the Silver Castle, Blackwing, Silver One the Ascendant is the best Floodgate, Blue Eyes is best Copium, Box Wine, Dragon, Maidenless Behavior, Ice Jade will win a YCS before Swoo Swoo, I'm about to Rika, Glamour, Tribute for Cost, These Plant Nuts in Your Mouth, Level 4 Fire Warrior Gaming, Little Stinky, Max C Pack, Old Man Red, Pin Code 143, Runic Did Nothing Wrong, Sinful Soils, Sunny's Internet Gremlin, and The Existence of a Terror Top implies that there's also a Joyful Bottom. Thank you all so much for the continued support of the podcast. Of course, be sure to check out all of our sponsors in the description down below. And with that said, have a great one, everybody.
The last one is an all-timer for sure. That one is incredibly done.
Yeah. That, and notably, it was a thing before that meme went around on Twitter.
Yeah, they actually, our patron actually got it first. But before I let you go, I do have a card pun for you, unfortunately. So, what is the first sentence that you say when you, like, go have coffee with death for the first time in, like, 20 years?
Joyful like, bottom.
God of death. So, true! you would say you're a scythe for sore eyes. You're an artifact scythe for sore eyes. That's my.
I swear.
That's to my. That's
and
my...
I am going to dispel this podcast. Let's move on.
Bye. I don't have a pun. Goodbye.
Hey, Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.